Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for those words. Our Lord, Savior, Mashiach, Yahushua. Extraordinary lives. Tonight, Sharon will be on the do's and don'ts of Christianities. And obviously, that's associated with works. And we're going to be going through Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, which is really one paragraph, which is nice, too, to look at this. But many of us are, a lot of doctrines today are works that don't matter, you know, which is contrary. You know, the Catholics, they obviously know it does. But in the Protestant church, it's saved by grace, not of works as any man should boast. And then they could act like, God loves you unconditionally, which means, love is giving. So God will give to you unconditionally, which is a lie. The whole concept of God loves you unconditionally, that's not in the scriptures, no chapter and verse there. And actually, it's just the opposite. Many people think when they're in heaven, we're not going to be in heaven, we're going to be on the new earth. That is really socialism or communism on the new earth, which means there is no private wealth, it's all public wealth. That's not true either. And we know that in Luke 19, verse 11 through 28. So let's go there.
Is it on this?
No.
Would you mind repeating that? Luke 19,
19,
what?
11 through... We're not going to have to read it all, but... It's a parable of Christ reading about the stewards. And he gives them, and verse 11, right above it says, the nobleman's journey to a distant land and its return. And we know he gave 10 minions and so forth to individuals. This is not socialism. This is not communism. And as we know, the moral of the story is 1924, and to the bystanders, he said, take from him the mina and give unto him that hath 10 minas. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 minas. I tell you, everyone that hath shall be given, whereas from him that hath not, even what he hath shall be taken away. So he was not a good steward of what he had. That's not communism. That's not socialism. If anything, it's capitalism. That we're going to be in a situation. And we can also see that with the apostles. We're not going to go there, but Matthew 19:28, they made themselves servants of all, and now they're going to be at the new earth. They're going to be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the reward. Well, how could there be judges? Yes, there's going to be judges. Well, I thought it was socialism. And so we've got to be really careful. By going into Ephesians, we're going to look at the do's and the don'ts. And with so much of New Age Christianity, is everything is what do you call that? Fudge on it. It's called fudging. A little bit here, a little bit there. They're not really true. Let's go to Exodus 25, chapter 7. Can we even do that with the Trinity, for God's sakes? What is the first commandment? I am Yahweh thy God, thou hast no other gods besides me. Any questions? Is there any God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? What the heck is this? Well, you know what I mean. No, you break the first commandment. You're breaking the first commandment. That's all there is to it. You know, Deuteronomy 6:14, what is the great commandment? Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh alone, or Yahweh is one. That's it. Is Yahweh in your Bibles? No. Is your pastor speak Yahweh? No. That should really ring our ears to say, what's going on here? Now, if we go to Exodus 25:7, I was listening to this on a very good teaching on the construction of the Tent of Meetings. Now look at the exactness. We're going to start out in 7. And thou shalt make curds of goat hair for a tent over the habitation.
Wait, is it 25:7?
Okay, we're on 25 verse 17.
So you said 7. Okay.
Did I say that? 25.
Yeah. 17.
X verse 7.
17.
Okay, wait a minute. Am I on... I guess I am on 25 or 26. Sorry. I got 25.
Okay, 25:17.
It's 26, verse 7. Sorry. 26, verse 7. Everybody there?
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt make curtains of goat hairs for a tent over the habitation. 11 curtains shalt thou make them. Well, how about 10? Are you going to fudge on what Yahweh is telling you? Is this going to happen? He's giving you the exact thing. The length of each curtain, 30 cubits. How about 29 and a half? That's close enough. And the breadth, 4 cubits of each curtain, 1 measure to the 11 curtains, and thou shalt join the 5 curtains by themselves, and the 6 curtains by themselves, and thou shalt fold back the 6 curtain into the forefront of the tent. Look at these instructions. And thou shalt make 50 loops on the border of the one curtain that is, well, how about 40? You know, loops are hard to do. Why don't we just do 40? And the border of the curtain, and set 50 loops on the border of the curtains, and thou shalt make 50 clasps of bronze. Bronze, how about just copper? And instead of 50, let's go with, 48, because we're a little low. And bring the clasps into the loops, so thou join the tent, and it shall be one. You know, the Christianity today, the pastors today, could never do such a thing, because the word of Yahweh does not mean a lot, because you have fudged all your life, and fudged is to mean to be very loose with the instructions, and being loose with the instructions in cases are life and death. So we're not supposed to be that way. So now we're going to go to Ephesians. And we're going to be reading off our sheet, and I'll put this on the video.
Ephesians.
And the do's and don'ts. And so, yes, there are laws. We are told what to do, and we're told what not to do. Well, wait a minute, that's putting me under the law. Those are commandments. Yes, they are commandments. That's all there is to it. These are commandments. You are to do this, and there's other things you're not to do. So, the do's are yellow, and not to do's is purple or violet. And so if we just go through this, and this is very interesting, if you look at chapter four, and you turn the pages, you see no paragraph break. You know what a paragraph is? You know, a paragraph, let me see here, I wrote that down. You know, is a change of thought. You have a paragraph or a change of sense. That's when you start a new paragraph. You have a paragraph and you're explaining something. And then when you're going to explain something else, you start a new paragraph. And that's why you separate them. That's the purpose. Now, if you look through here, there are no paragraphs of chapter 4 to chapter 5 to chapter 6. And the paragraph, a new paragraph, begins in 6 verse 10. Change of sense. Well, that is a big paragraph. Yes, it is. All right. And what are they? They are the do's and the don'ts of Christianity and to the Ephesians, or to the body of the Christ. So, in yellow, I exhort you therefore, that's the do's. And I, the prisoner of the Lord, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. And that's to do. I'm commanding you to walk. How you're supposed to walk? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. And every time you see long suffering, it's really wrong. It should be slow to anger. And so Yahweh's slow to anger. And what they did in the Old Covenant, they changed that to long suffering. Well, long suffering and slow to anger are not the same thing. Long-suffering never gets angry. Slow to anger gets angry. It's just slow to do it. And bearing one with another, that's to do. Giving diligence to keep the oneness of the Spirit and uniting bond of peace. Those are all do's. I exhort you, one body, and then explanation, one body and one spirit, even as you are also called one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism or immersion, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. To each one of you, however, hath favor been given according to the measure of the free gift of the Christ. Wherefore he saith, ascending on high, took captivity and gave gifts unto men. And this he ascended, what is it, save that he also descended into the under parts of the earth. He that descended, he is who also ascended over above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some indeed to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers, with a view to the fitting of the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry. And what is a minister? A minister is a servant. For the work of serving. For an upbuilding of the body of the Christ. Those are what's supposed to be happening. Until we all advance in the oneness of the faith and the personal knowledge of the Son of God, into a man of full growth, that's telos, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now here's what you're not supposed to do. That we may no longer be infants. It tells us, don't be infants. The majority of all Christians, I would say probably 98% or 99% of all Christians are infants. If they read the Bible once in their lifetime, they pat themselves on the back. You can read the whole Bible in 70 hours or listen to it in 70 hours. So think about that. So if I listen a half hour a day, how many days does it take?
A month.
No, 70 divided by 2, that'd be 140 days. You got 70 hours, half hour each, that'd be 140 days. Well, God, so I could do it twice and be 140, that would be 280 days, that's 365 days in the year. Just by reading a half hour, I can go through the Word of Yahweh two times a year. What else do you do for a half hour? Watch TV. I do it on my phone. You know, I do all sorts of things for a half. A half hour is nothing. And John Quincy Adams went through the Word of Yahweh once every year. It's just part of his formula. Let's see. Okay, now 14, the do nots, that we'd be no longer infants. And what happens to an infant? Bilitos and shift around with every wind of teaching. That's Christianity today. They're blown about with every wind of teaching. In the craft of men, in knavery, suited to the artifice of error. There is a Satan, the adversary, who's there to lie to people through Christianity. And he's in the seminaries. He's in the churches. His people are in the seminaries. They're in the churches. Here's what you're supposed to do, back into yellow. But pursuing truth, may in love grow into him and all things who is the head. Where do I get truth? The Word of Yahweh. If I'm not going to be an infant, I'm going to have to ingest this. And so I can see when the pastor is saying something that's not in here. Otherwise, I will be deceived if he becomes my teacher. And then I'm an infant, tossed to and fro, every wind of doctrine.
It says pursuing truth.
Yeah, but
that word pursue is like to chase.
Yeah, we're chasing, pursuing truth. And we're growing into him who is the head. We're not, the pastor's not our head, it's Christ who's our head. 16, out of whom all the body fitly framed itself together and connecting itself through means of every joint supply by the way of energizing and the measure of each single part, securing the growing of the body unto an upbuilding of itself in love. This therefore am I saying and protesting in the Lord. Here we go again. What not to do? And remember, when we read these things and actually obey them and say, okay, don't do this. Don't be an infant. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to walk in loneliness and meekness in the oneness of the Spirit. So quit being a division. Try to bring those people in. That no longer you walk even as the nations walk. Well, heck, now we've got homosexuality in the church. Are you insane? Sodomy is in the church? Yes, it's Catholic Post endorsed it. You know, the United Methodist Church endorsed it. And most Christian churches, because they won't speak against the Democrat Party, which is sodomites, Sodom and abortion, you know, all sorts of stuff, and the other pastors, are silent. That you do not walk as the other nations walk, in the vanity of their minds, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of Yahweh. That's what you're not supposed to do. By reason of the ignorance that exists within them, by reason of their hearts being turned into stone, who indeed, having become past feelings, here's what you're not supposed to do, have delivered themselves up with wantonness unto making a trade of all impurity with greed. Don't do that.
And that's in trade, all impurity with greed.
Yeah. In verse 20, ye, however, have not thus learned the Christ, if at least it is in him ye have heard, and in him ye have been taught, even as truth is in Yahushua. Here's what you're not supposed to do. Or you are supposed to do, that you were to strip off as regarding the former behavior of the old man, who corrupted himself according to his deceitful covetings. Why do people have multiple gods? Because they want to. Why did they come to Aharon and say, make us gods? Because they want them. Why did they allow Jeroboam to make two other gods? Because they want them. And they don't rein in the people. Leaders are supposed to have the reins. You pull them back. Aaron gave up the reins. Other kings gave up the reins, is what they did. People have to be told, nope. Who corrupted themselves. Okay, then verse 23, here's what you're supposed to do. And we're to be getting young again in the spirit of your minds. And we're to put on the man of new mold. We're supposed to put on the man of new mold, who after God, or Yahweh, hath been created in his truthful righteousness and has said. You're not supposed to do. Wherefore, stripping off what is false. Here's what you're supposed to do. Be speaking truth, each man with his neighbor, because we are members one of another. Be angry and not committing sin. And here's what we're not supposed to do. Let not the sun be going down upon your angry mood, neither be giving place unto the adversary. Let the stealer no more steal. These are things you're not supposed to do. Put off. Here's what we're supposed to do. But rather, let him be toiling, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have wherewith to be giving away to him that hath need. Here's what you're not supposed to do. Let no putrid discourse out of your mouth be going forth. And we've got to be careful. Many times it's jesting, and we think it's funny. You know, and he says, don't try to be funny on wickedness. You know? But if anything is good, and here's what we're supposed to do, but if anything is good, suited to the needful upbuilding, that it may give benefit unto them that hear. So what I do is, instead of joking some dirty joke, you know, how about saying, you're a wonderful creation of Yahweh, you know, and you build them up and you build them up, and the world will not be the same without you. Verse 30. Don't do this. Be not grieving the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereof you have been sealed unto a day of redemption. And that's why it's called holy, the holy breath of Yahweh, because holy is separate from, set apart from the world. If you're in the world, you're not holy. You know, we had this at the club in Colorado Springs. This is April 29th, 2025. And we're trying to get illegal criminals out of the United States. And here in Colorado Springs, they did a raid, and this club, private club, 200 people were there. They have cocaine. They have meth. They have what they call peak cocaine. They have prostitution. This particular club in Colorado Springs, this is where Andrew Womack's ministry is, and this is also where Focus on the Family are. They left California to get away from California. This is in Colorado Springs. This is not a sanctuary city. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. They hit it, and they arrested and broke up the party and arrested, I think there was 115 illegal aliens. There were 24 military guys there, active military, Some of them were on security inside the place. These are active military amongst, there's either 12 or 24 active military, and some of them were hired to keep people in line inside the club. I would like to have that in your probably Air Force, because Colorado Springs Air Force Academy. Now think of that. So all those guys, you're gone. But that infiltration and what you think you can do, well, I wasn't doing any cocaine or anything else. I was crimes all around me. But that's just current news of what can engulf you. Let's see, that's grieving the Holy Spirit of God. 31. All bitterness, and don't do this. All bitterness and wrath and anger and outcry and profane speaking, let it be taken away from you with all baseness. Control that. You know, what's it say in James 3:5, I think? If anyone in word does not stumble, the same as a tellulous man able to curb even the whole body. You can think it, don't speak it. Filter it, filter it, filter it. And tell your mind, submit your mind. 32, what to do? And be gracious one to another, tenderly affectionate, in favor forgiving one another, even as Yahweh also in Christ hath in favor forgiven you. And the word forgiven is to mean dismiss. You know, if a person has stolen $10,000 from you, all right, you don't forgive him. He needs to pay the $10,000 back. You know, it's real simple. Well, no, I'm just going to forgive him and not pay the $10,000. Well, you know, that's not what Yahweh wants at all. Pay the $10,000 back, and then I will forgive you. And or dismiss
it. Say that,
though. Well, it doesn't, but that is the essence. It's always restitution. Yahweh is a just God, and that is to restore somebody. Now, if somebody called you a bad name, you can go ahead and dismiss that. That's fine. If somebody gave you a bad look or did some gesture, I can dismiss that. But if he wrecked your car, we are not to dismiss that. He is supposed to restore you back to the way you're supposed to be. That's called justice. And so you got to read the whole book, and if you roll the whole book, you know that's all automatically part of it. Let's see here. And 5, become you imitators. This is what you're supposed to do. Become you therefore imitators of Yahweh as children beloved, and walk in love. And Yahweh as a judge, you know, it is real simple. Does Yahweh forgive somebody who does not ask for forgiveness?
No.
Well, according to this, you have to say yes. Of course he doesn't forgive somebody who doesn't ask for forgiveness. Well, we're supposed to forgive people. No. So just think about that. We are being imitators of Yahweh. If a person's not sorry, I don't embrace somebody who's not sorry. You know, and there was another, I won't go into that, but that's 5. Even as the Christ also loved you and delivered himself up in your behalf, an offering and sacrifice unto Yahweh for a fragrance of sweet smell. That is what we're supposed to be. Our life is supposed to be an offering and sacrifice unto Yahweh. How is that? Do the yellow stuff. Don't do the purple stuff. And then we are an offering and sacrifice unto Yahweh. It's real simple. Do it. And you want to make your parents happy? How do you make your parents happy?
Obey.
Obey. Real simple. Well, I don't feel like it. Just obey. I don't know whether you feel like it or not. Obey. And you will be rewarded for that. Verse 3, here's, don't do this. Well, I thought we're not saved by works. I can do anything I want because I can commit fornication, just ask for forgiveness. Commit fornication, ask for forgiveness. Commit fornication, ask for forgiveness. I can murder, ask for forgiveness. I can rape, I ask for commit. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Yes. But fornication and all impurity or covetousness, let it not be named. You have anybody who is cohabitating, Christians who are cohabitating? No, that's called fornication. It's not living together. It's called fornication. And when a person's marriage is called adultery. It's not called having an affair. We don't use euphemisms, which euphemism means to speak well of. We don't change something that's dirty to make it sound better. If it's dirty, you call it what you want. You know, you call it as it is. It's fornication. Or it's sodomy. It's not transgender. It's sodomy. And they're called sodomites. You know, that's not love. It has nothing to do with love. We just love each other. Well, I love my father. You know, that has nothing to do with it. So don't be corrupted in that, because that's walking according to the world. Four, shamelessness and foolish talking or jesting. Don't do that. That's that foolish talking or jesting, which things are beneath you. Here's what you're supposed to do, but rather giving of thanks. Are you thankful? Are you telling people, boy, I am blessed. Isn't it a great life? Verse 5, for this, you know, if you take note, okay, don't do this, that no fornicator or impure or greedy person who is an idolater, well, I thought all these guys were forgiven, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God, Yahweh. Really, if you're a fornicator and you're going to carry that on your life, guess what? No inheritance. You know, as the person who did the minna and placed it underground and hid it, guess what? It's just taken from you and you have nothing. You could be on the new earth, but you have no inheritance. You're going to be as far away from Christ as possible. And that's your choice. You know, you want to play with the world? Okay, go ahead. Well, you won't be there at all. Six, don't do this. Let no one be deceiving you with empty words, for because of these things is coming the anger of Yahweh upon the sons of obstinacy. Yeah, I thought Yahweh was love. Oh, yes, he is, but he does hate also, and he does get angry, and he is a righteous judge, and Christ is going to be the righteous judge too. There's the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. Why are they getting up? To pay the piper. They're getting up to pay the piper. You know, because of where they do not restore things, they're going to restore things. Yahweh's going to make things right for all the wickedness that they did. So if you've done some wickedness and somebody needs to be restored, restore them now. Or you'll be restoring them on the new earth, which is right. The person, you owe that person. You would want to be restored. Restore that person. And if you don't, you're not Christ-like at all. You know, so. Seven, do not do this. Do not then become co-partners with them. Purge yourself out from these people. For you were at one time darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. As children, you know, here's to do it. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And that's how we walk in goodness, righteousness, and truth. Do this. Put into the task what is well-pleasing unto Yahweh. Don't do this. And be not joining in fellowship in the unfruitful works of darkness. If you vote as a in the United States, if you vote as a Democrat, that's exactly what you're doing. You're joining in the fellowship in the unfruitful works of darkness. The Democrat Party breaks 5 of the 10 commandments. Their platform breaks 5 of the 10 commandments. That's sodomy and abortion and stealing from the rich and lying and coveting and you name it. You know, yeah. So you won't get away with it. You think you're going to sell your soul part-time here? Okay. You're going to pay the piper. It's going to come to that. But do this, but rather be even administering reproof. And that's what I'm doing right now. If you're a Democrat, you're reproved. Yeah, if you're a Democrat, you're joining in fellowship in the unfruitful works of darkness. That's all there is to it. If you have a brother or sister, all right, and they're fornicating, and you're not reproving them, what are you doing? You're joining in fellowship in the unfruitful works of their darkness. If you have a parent, you have a child, saying, well, I want the family together. No. You're choosing. 12. Don't do this. For the secret things which are brought to pass by them, it is shameful even to speak. You know, that's how bad things are. God. All things, however, when reproved by the light, become manifest, for all that in itself make manifest is light. Wherefore it saith, here's what you're supposed to do. Up, thou sleeper, arise, or really, that's Iagaro, awake from among the dead. And that's why you have sleeper. And what does the sleeper do? He awakes. All right, he was sleeping. And awaken from among the dead, and Christ will shine upon thee. Here's what you're supposed to do. Be taking heed, therefore, exactly how you are walking, not as unwise, but as wise. What you're supposed to do, bind out for yourself the opportunity, because the days are evil. Here's what you're not supposed to do. For this cause, do not become foolish. And here's what you're supposed to do. Instead of being foolish, these are in contrast. You know, you look at good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, this whole section. But have discernment as to what is the will of Yahweh. How do I know what the will of Yahweh is? Right here in the book. Not what my pastor says, not what the other church says. It's right here in the book, in its context. Here's what you're not supposed to do. And be not getting drunk with wine, in which is dissolution, looseness. Don't get drunk. And if you do, okay, ask for forgiveness. And I'll tell you what, any young person, more things that you will regret for the rest of your life is being under a drug or alcoholism in excess, and you're going to do things your natural man would never allow to be done if you weren't under that influence. And this is how people are pregnant. You know, they fight. All sorts of wickedness that comes out. So you know what you do? Just don't do it. Don't get drunk. Don't with wine or beer or anything else. Just don't do it. You're going to regret it. People have killed somebody. Now think of that. Killed somebody by a car accident or committed adultery. And what happened to their marriage? Broken. What happened to their children? Broken. All because of alcohol, alcohol, alcohol. So think of that, how dangerous that is. Have a glass of wine, that's fine. Maybe two, that's it. You know, just stop. But, you know, here's what you're supposed to be. Don't be filled with wine, but be filled in Ruach, Spirit. Speaking to yourself with psalm. Here's what you're supposed to do. Are you doing this? Well, I just don't feel like it. Well, when Yahweh said, make the temple, here's the... I'm telling you exactly what to do. Do it. Well, okay. Speaking to yourself with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and striking the strings with your heart unto Yahweh, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Yahushua Mashiach unto your God, which is Yahweh and Father. Submitting yourself, here's what you're supposed to do, submitting yourself one to another in reverence of Christ. We're submitting ourselves, that's a commandment. These are all commandments. You wives, here's another commandment. You wives unto your own husband as unto the Lord. The wives are supposed to submit to the husbands. And because a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the assembly, he being the Savior of the body. Here's what you're supposed to do. Nevertheless, as the assembly submit herself unto the Christ, so the wives unto their husband in everything. Now here's to the husband, what husbands are told. Ye husbands, be loving your wives, even as the Christ also delivered himself, assembly and delivered himself up in her behalf, that her he might sanctify, having purified with the bath of water and decoration, that he might present unto himself the assembly all glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. Here's what you're supposed to do. So ought the husbands also to be loving their own wives as their own bodies. And so you would never do anything to hurt your own body, so you don't do anything to ever hurt your own wife, and actually on the contrary, you shower her. He that loveth his own wife loveth himself. No one in fact ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Christ the assembly, because members are we of his body. For this cause will a man leave his father and his mother, and they will cleave unto his wife, and they shall two shall become one flesh. That is marriage. But in order to do it, The wife has to reverence her husband, you're going to see, and submit herself. And the husband is ordered to love his wife as Christ loved the church. If you do those two things, you know what happens?
Works.
Guaranteed. The rest of your life, it guaranteed to work. If you don't do those things, it won't work. It just won't work. So if you don't want to do those things, guess what? Don't get married. Don't get married. Real simple. Don't get married. If you don't, if a woman doesn't want to become a wife and submit herself to her husband, and if the husband doesn't want to love a woman as Christ loved the church, don't. That's all. Here's the thing. Don't do it. And if you do it, you will be rewarded, regardless of how you feel, but you will be rewarded and get. And on the new earth, you'll get rewards for all that work that you did with all of us. Let's see here. 33. Nevertheless, ye also do you individually. Here's what we're commanded to do. Each man be so loving his own wife as himself. And the wife, she never, you know, it's always funny in this case, it never says the wife love the husband. Yeah. The husband's got to love the wife, but it never says wife. It says, wife submit, and here, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Oh, that's interesting. But, matter of fact, but there's I think it's in Titus where it talks about the wife's supposed to love the husband. And I thought, that's not fair. 6:1, you are supposed to do this. Ye children, be obedient unto your parents. Real simple. For this is right. Whether, you know, here's what you're supposed to do: honor thy father and thy mother, which indeed is the first commandment. Is that an option?
No.
Now these things always have to be based according to Yahweh's word. If my father or mother said you're going to be a drug dealer, you know, that's not saying honor your father and your mother. You know, same way with if a wife submit herself to her husband and he's beating her, no. You're not supposed to submit to a beating. You know, you're supposed to submit to a godly husband. And vice versa, the husband is supposed to love his wife and loves the church. Well, if the wife commits adultery, well, everything changes. So we know, here's the ideal, but we know in reality when things come down here, don't be idiot. You know, and say, well, I asked for forgiveness. I don't owe you $10,000 I stole from you because I already spent it. No, you are. You're going to pay it. But that's Christianity today. There's many times they're idiots. And 4, here's what you do not do. And you fathers, be not provoking your children to anger. You know, don't do that. And if you do that, demerit. You know, these are demerits. Demerits.
Repent.
You know, and here is, I guess what the difference is. In school, if you did good, you got a good check on a card. And if you did bad, if you came late, you got a demerit. I forget what the good check was. And so every day of our lives, it's good, good, bad, good, good. And I want those good things. I want those things to pile up like an IRA or a wheat field. I'm going to plant seed and plant seed and plant seed so I can get this harvest. Because it's up to us. Those who are the best servants are going to be the most exalted. You want to be exalted?
Yes.
Well, I just want to be there. I'm just happy there. Okay, that's all you're going to get. That's fine. That's yours. I want more. I want to be in the 80 percentile. So where do you want? Are you in the 50 percentile, the 30 percentile, the 10 percentile? Or are you in the 90 percent or the 100 percent? Nobody's 100 percent. But where are you shooting for? And let your works, if you could say, this person really works for the Lord. He really obeys Ephesians, because I live with him. Okay. 4b, here's what we're supposed to be. Instead of provoking your children, but be nourishing them up in the discipline and admonition of Yahweh. And nourishing them. Ye servants, your servants are supposed to do this. Be obedient unto them who after the flesh are your master. And this is also a worker in any factory or any employee. Be obedient to them who after the flesh are your masters with fear and trembling and singleness of the heart as unto Christ. Don't do this. Not by way of eye service as man pleaser, so when the boss is there, you work hard, and when he leaves, you mess around. Christ knows all this. This is, demerit. You didn't get away with it. But if you do this, and you keep working when the boss is gone, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of Yahweh, from the soul with goodwill, rendering service as unto Yahweh, and not unto men. So I keep working, and I'm going to get paid. Whether this guy pays me, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get paid by Christ and Yahweh. Knowing that each one, whatsoever he may do, what that is good, the same shall receive back from the Lord, whether bond or free. And here's what you're supposed to do. And ye masters, the same thing be doing towards them. Here's what you're not supposed to do. Masters, forbearing your threatening, stop your threats. Knowing that both theirs and your master is, we've got to remember that. We have a master, and he's in the heavens, and he knows all this stuff. That knowing that both their and your master is in the heavens, and respect of persons, there is none with him. So I was a head of Central Christian Community Church, which has 10,000 members, 20,000 members, and I was a fornicator pastor. Doesn't fly. Well, I wasn't a fornicator. I taught the Trinity. Yeah. Bad. That's bad stuff. Well, everybody taught it. And if I wouldn't have taught it, and we could have justified it, nobody would come to my church. Yeah, you make that choice. You got your reward. How's that? You got your reward. Don't expect any here when you're in disobedience. So, we'll stop there. That's Ephesians. Let's do the job and be excited about the paycheck. So I'll give a prophecy according to 1 Corinthians 14. Rejoice and be excited that I abide within you. My son gave his life in order that you may live the more abundant life. So speak my word and let it resonate in your heart. And let it turn over and over and over again in this dark and perverse nation. And let it manifest the light by doing my word that I have given you in order that the world may see that you're not of this world. Amen.
Amen.
See you next week.